Greetings and welcome to another episode of The Quiet Corner. Up first, we have a bit of a disappointment. So, here is a reasoning, actually a letter, how the AUECOSOCC diaspora consultations continue to disappoint INI. Check it out.
Summary outline of sixth region recommendations. 2. ACPR panel discussion on the African Union theme of the year 2025. Justice for Africans and people of African descent through reparations. And 2. The AU ECOSOC Diaspora Consultation, May 27, 2025. Presented by Sifawi Balika. 1. DNA testing. A. Convene discussions with the Vatican along with the former holders of the Catholic Church's Asiento monopoly war contracts about their obligation to provide a remedy for the war damage of ethnocide. B. Following State of Illinois House of Representatives 103rd General Assembly House Resolutions, number 292 and 0453. C. Detaining powers under the Geneva Convention. Provide free of charge to all Afro-descendants, both non-recombinant and autosomal DNA testing. 2. Citizenship. A. The Commission pass a resolution on the Afro-descendants' right to return. B. The African Union develop a comprehensive sixth region citizenship policy. C. Ethiopia, Ghana, and Tanzania reports and recommendations submitted to the panel. Also, motion to the African Union Executive Council 39th Extraordinary Sessio. 3. Plebiscites. AAU grant observer status, like the OAU did to the self-determination movements in the remaining 18 black colonies. B. AU to support plebiscite for self-determination in the remaining 18 black colonies. 4. International Court of Justice. A. Assist with the request for an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice, ICJ, on the status of Afro-descendants under the Geneva Convention and their right to conduct plebiscites. B. ACHBR/ACHBR own opinion on the following questions. 1. Is the Dum Diversus Apostolic Decree issued by Pope Nicholas V on June 18, 1452, a declaration of total war? Warfare that includes any and all civilian-associated resources and infrastructure as legitimate military targets, mobilizes all of the resources of society to fight the war, and gives priority to warfare over non-combatant needs, and therefore a war crime and a crime against humanity? Is there a statute of limitation regarding reparations for the Dum Diversus war crimes and crimes against humanity? 2. Were the people captured as a result of the Dum Diversus apostolic decree prisoners of war? And do their descendants retain that status until their final release and repatriation under the Geneva Convention? 3. Have the Afro-descendants black folks now within the United States ever been converted, in accordance with settled principles of universally established law, into United States citizens, and divested altogether of their original foreign African nationality? For what rights do the Afro-descendants throughout the Americas and Caribbean have to exercise self-determination and conduct plebiscites to discern who wants to repatriate to their ancestral homeland, who wants to establish independent nation-states of their own, and who wants to integrate into the states they currently reside? 5. What are the legal consequences that arise for all states and the United Nations from the above? African Diaspora 6th Region Ubuntu Coalition for engaging in the O theme of the year. As a signatory to the Pan-African Treaty of the 6th Region African Diaspora and on behalf of all current and future signatories to the treaty, I hereby request that the African Union Economic, Social, and Cultural Council 1. Provide a report detailing how it will advocate our recommendations within the O system and 2. Provide an analysis on how the African Union can achieve the recommended outcomes. 3. Accept the coalition's nomination of a 6th region representative to the O Committee of Reparations Experts.
Yikes. Well, Since we're talking about snakes, let's go ahead and we have this one about remembering the environmentalist eaten by the world's largest snake. Let's listen to that. So, yeah.
The article recounts the dramatic stunt performed by Paul Rosoli, an environmentalist who attempted to be consumed by a 20-foot green anaconda in the Peruvian Amazon. His goal was to raise awareness about rainforest destruction. Wearing a custom carbon fiber suit coated in pig's blood, Rosoli mimicked a wild boar to attract the snake. The anaconda struck his head, coiled around his arms and torso, and began constricting. As the pressure increased, Rosoli felt his suit cracking and his arms being pulled from their sockets. Before the snake could fully consume him, he signaled for help and his team intervened. Though he survived, the stunt sparked controversy, with some questioning its ethical implications. Rosoli maintained that the snake was unharmed and that his actions helped raise funds for conservation efforts. A decade later, the Amazon remains under threat, and his message continues to resonate. If you encounter a large snake, remain calm and avoid sudden movements. Do not attempt to handle or provoke it. If the snake is constricting, try to create space between your body and the coils by pushing against them. If bitten, seek medical attention immediately, especially if the snake is venomous. In areas where large snakes are common, stay alert and avoid walking through dense vegetation without visibility. The largest snakes capable of consuming humans include the green anaconda, Burmese python, and reticulated python. Green anacondas can reach up to 30 feet and have been spotted in southern Florida. Burmese pythons, which can grow up to 18 feet, are invasive and established in Florida's Everglades. Reticulated pythons, the longest snake species, can exceed 20 feet and have been found in Florida due to the exotic pet trade. While these snakes are not native to the United States, their presence has increased due to human activity.
Hey, since we're on this train, let's just keep riding that bad boy. Researchers find parasitic mites cause a recent honeybee colony collapse.
Researchers have identified viruses from miticide-resistant parasitic mites as a major cause of recent honeybee colony collapses. The study, conducted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Research Service, found high levels of deformed wing virus A and B, as well as acute bee paralysis virus, in collapsed colonies. These viruses are spread by Varroa destructor mites, which have developed resistance to Ametraz, a widely used miticide. The resistance has made it difficult for beekeepers to control mite populations, leading to widespread colony losses. Varroa destructor mites are external parasites that feed on honeybee larvae and adult bees. They originate from Asia and were first detected in the United States in the late 1980s. The mites attach themselves to bees and weaken them by consuming their bodily fluids. Infected bees suffer from deformities, reduced lifespan, and increased susceptibility to viruses. The mites spread within colonies through direct contact and can be transmitted between colonies when bees drift or rob honey from infected hives. To combat the mites, researchers emphasize the need for new treatment strategies. Beekeepers can use integrated pest management techniques, such as breeding mite-resistant bee strains, using alternative miticides, and employing mechanical methods like drone brood removal. Regular hive inspections and maintaining strong colony health can also help reduce the impact of Varroa mites. Scientists continue to explore biological control methods, including fungal treatments and RNA-based solutions, to target the mites without harming bees. The ongoing research aims to develop sustainable solutions to protect honeybee populations and ensure the stability of pollination-dependent agriculture.
Aha! I have something a little positive or optimistic looking, leaning, anyhow. 15 plants that keep ticks out of your yard. Here we go.
15 plants that may help repel ticks from your yard. Though research is mostly focused on their oil extracts rather than the plant themselves. Here's a breakdown of each plant, its benefits, and a rating based on ease of care for novice gardeners. 1. Catnip contains catnip oil, which is an EPA-registered mosquito repellent and may also deter ticks. It grows quickly and thrives in full sun. Ease of care, 5. 2. Citronella, known for its lemony scent. Citronella oil has shown promise as a tick repellent. It grows well in warm climates with morning sun and light afternoon shade. Ease of care, 4. 3. Clove trees. Clove bud oil may help keep ticks away. This slow-growing tropical tree prefers full sun or partial shade and moist, well-drained soil. Ease of care, 3. 4. Garlic. Garlic juice has shown tick-repelling properties. It's a popular companion plant and thrives in full sun with loose, well-draining soil. Ease of care, 5. 5. Geraniums. Geranium oil can repel ticks. These fragrant, colorful plants do well in containers and bedding in warm climates. Ease of care, 4. 6. Marigolds contain pyrethrum, a compound used in insect repellents. They thrive in full sun and well-draining soil. Ease of care, 5. 7. Rosemary. Its strong scent repels ticks and other pests. It prefers full sun and well-drained soil. Ease of care, 5. 8. Chrysanthemums contain pyrethrin, a neurotoxin that kills ticks. They need full sun and rich, moist soil. Ease of care, 4. 9. Lemongrass contains citronella oil, which repels ticks and mosquitoes. It thrives in full sun and rich, loamy soil. Ease of care, 4. 10. Lavender. Its scent is disliked by ticks. It grows well in full sun and dry, well-draining soil. Ease of care, 5. 11. Pennyroyal contains compounds that deter ticks. It prefers moist soil and partial shade. Ease of care, 3. 12. Eucalyptus. Its oil is known for repelling ticks. It grows best in warm climates with full sun. Ease of care, 3. 13. Mint has a strong scent that repels ticks. It grows aggressively and thrives in partial shade with moist soil. Ease of care, 5. 14. Basil contains compounds that may deter ticks. It prefers full sun and moist, well-draining soil. Ease of care, 4. 15. Thyme has natural tick-repelling properties. It thrives in full sun and dry, well-draining soil. Ease of care, 5. These plants not only help keep ticks away, but also add beauty and fragrance to your yard. Some, like mint and catnip, can spread aggressively, so they may need occasional trimming.
Well, we ended on a positive note. I'll say that for sure. And until next time, when we meet at the crossroads. Peace.